This podcast is part of the Erotica Podcast Network, which includes the Erotica Podcast, Erotica Sci-Fi and Fantasy, Erotica Loving Wives, the Spotify podcast Erotica Taboo, and the E.P. Non-Erotic Podcast. Both the Erotica Podcast and the Erotica Taboo Podcast offer bonus episodes for as little as $2 per month. Links for everything are in the podcast description. This podcast contains mature content and is intended for an adult audience only. It contains explicit words, thoughts, and ideas. The content of all stories is fiction with any similarities to real people or events being purely coincidental. This podcast is not intended for anything but entertainment of the listener, and if you do not agree with the themes listed in the tags, please do not listen to the story. All characters engaging in sexual relationships or activities are 18 years old or older. This story was found on a free website and brought to audio form here. I did not write and take no credit for this story. Please visit the link in the comments to further support this author. The Master of Truth by J.C. Bellerin. Chapter 1. My bed was crowded when I woke up, and it took me a moment to realize what was going on. My morning wood, on the other hand, already knew exactly what the story was as it pressed up against the smooth, supple ass of Christy Lee, one of my ex-girlfriend's best friends. Christy's tight Asian body was snuggled back against mine, tucked between my arms with her grade A 22-year-old bubble but nestling against my growing hard-on. Almost without thinking, my hand slipped over her waist and slid between her legs. My fingers found her wetness and I began to circle her clit, her pussy already radiating heat as she slowly woke. "Mmm." She purred sexily as she opened her big hazel eyes. "Morning, lover." Her dainty hand reached back to grasp my shaft, and she began to stroke me gently. "Something you want?" I growled, my voice still rough with sleep. My exploring fingers dipped inside of her, massaging her inner folds expertly. She sucked in a breath and moaned. Her hand stroked more quickly for a moment as she closed her eyes in bliss. Then, they opened again. Her mouth was open and almost panting with lust. "I want you inside me. Please, sir." I felt myself harden even more in her grip. "I like when she calls me that," I decided. "I like that a lot." I grinned slyly. "Good girl," I murmured, softly pulling away from her fingers. I raised my knee, levering her thigh upwards with my leg and exposing her entrance. I could see her arousal in the sheen of wetness on her skin. Even more, I could sense it as her breath sped up and she rolled her hips back in a circle, seeking friction. Both of us still laying on our side, I slid inside of her with an arching of my hips, stretching her inner walls and splitting her wide open. Pulling almost all the way out, I pushed in again, reveling in the utterly indulgent sensation of slowly fucking her without a condom. "Oh shit." My little Asian fucktoy groaned softly. "Yes, sir. You feel fucking incredible inside of me." I grinned as I took a deep breath, enjoying the light fragrance of her sweet perfume. "I can't believe this is all because of a math test." "Hey, babe. Why have you been so distant the past few days?" I reread the text message for the 100th time. I should have just deleted the conversation and moved on, but that's the thing with breakups, they're messy, and sometimes you'd rather take the pain than give it up. "I've been cheating on you with Mark, the ex I told you about, who was visiting with the football team this weekend." My ex-girlfriend Erin's response was still there. I stared. I reread the message. I felt dizzy. I wanted to be sick, even though it had been almost a week. "I would say I'm sorry, but I'm not. He's muscular and athletic and a total stud in bed. You just can't measure up." I hadn't responded. There was nothing else to say after that. If she had wanted to be with me, she would have said something. That was how it was. Everyone spoke the truth here, and that was that. I shook my head, tried to push down my anger and sadness and anxiety, and put my phone in my backpack. "Why would you read that right before an exam?" I asked myself as the thick calculus test dropped onto my desk. Shaking my head wearily, I rubbed my eyes with the back of my hand. Then I stared at the instructions on the first sheet. I carefully wrote my name on the line. Logan Wells. I chuckled softly to myself at the awful predictability of what was to come. Might be the only answer I get right on this damn thing. I clenched and unclenched my fists. Well, I may as well get it over with. I flipped the page and started to write. It was a train wreck. 40 minutes later, I was staring at one of the last problems, already having skipped most of the previous ones. Using the results from part A, find the area between points P, Q, and R. If you cannot, please explain why. I stared at the last question. I didn't know the answer. I hadn't even been able to understand part A, for crying out loud. Shit, I silently cursed. This test was worse than I ever could have imagined. Sighing with disgust, I set the tip of my pencil on the paper and began to write. At least I can answer the second part of the question honestly, I decided. I cannot find the area between points P, Q and R because I stayed up the past 2 nights partying instead of cramming like I normally would for a math test. My handwriting was cramped and tired. It had been a long day and a long couple of nights. I took a deep breath, then added another line. "This is the first midterm of the year and my girlfriend just broke up with me after getting together with her ex, so please be lenient." I stared at my answer for several long moments. It was bad, but it was what it was. It was the truth. And here, the truth was the only thing we knew. I felt a pounding behind my eyes, and I wondered if all the alcohol and drugs I'd been doing in the past few days had caught up to me. I really wasn't sure what was going on, but then something in my brain pushed to the breaking point and snapped. I felt lost for a brief moment, like my internal compass and gyroscope were flipping wildly. Then I settled. Suddenly, moving almost of their own accord, my fingers picked up my eraser and erased the answer I had just written. They picked up my pencil and, as I watched incredulously, wrote a new line. This answer is correct. I sat back and looked at that one line for a long time. That's not true. I thought incredulously. How can I even write that? I shook my head. I grabbed the eraser and started to move to erase my untruth. But then I paused. Fuck it, I decided. I flipped back through my test and used the eraser to remove every answer I had even attempted. Then I wrote the same line beneath every question. This answer is correct. Before I could stop myself, I stood up and walked to the front of the room. Professor Beck, my gorgeous calculus professor with obvious Viking heritage, looked up from her work and accepted my test with a warm smile. I hope you feel good about all your answers, she said with a touch of concern. You still have a couple minutes if you feel unsure of anything. Her blue eyes glanced down at my closed test booklet, as though sensing that I was about to get a zero on a test worth 25% of my grade. I shrugged and half-smiled. I wasn't going to tell her I felt good about it. That wouldn't be the truth. We all speak the truth here. That's just how it is. I shouldered my backpack and left. As I crossed the lawn that separated the math and physics buildings, I saw Erin with a group of her friends. They were laughing about something, and she tucked her dark, wavy hair behind one ear. She did it the way she used to do when we were laying in bed together, and it had fallen across her face. In that instant, all I felt was anger. Then, after that brief flash of rage, the sadness caught hold of me again. I clenched my fists against the roil of bitterness and self-contempt that rise up the back of my throat and walked back towards my apartment. Can we go through the test together? I asked, trying to keep my voice steady. Because my getting 100% is absolutely impossible. Professor Beck glanced through her notes, her long blonde hair and well-defined Nordic features superb in profile. You were one of the only students to get full marks, Logan. I think I would remember that. She opened a folder stacked up with our midterm exams. She riffled through the pages then withdrew one of the tests. I saw my name written clearly across the front. There was an A+, written and circled in red pen right next to it. See? She told me, gesturing at the grade. I shook my head. There's some mistake. Look at my answers. Sighing, as though she were indulging the strangest request, my gorgeous professor flipped to the first page. It's just like I remember. I saw that I had, in fact, responded to every question with a single line, this answer is correct. It was my turn to gesture to the page. See? I asked. It's wrong. Professor Beck looked from my face to the test booklet and back. What are you talking about? She asked, obviously confused. It clearly says this answer is correct. I stared into my math teacher's eyes. Incredible, I thought. She actually believes it. But, I tried to come up with something to say. Then I stopped and trailed off. Why am I trying to convince her to fail me? She wants to give me an A. Why stop her? My internal monologue was rapid, a furious debate that all took place in the time it took for me to stutter to a halt. That's not the truth, I told myself. I didn't get an A. Is something wrong, Logan? My professor asked kindly. She could obviously tell something was bothering me. I opened my mouth to speak and stopped myself. Then, a slow smile broke out over my face as I realized the absurd power of what I had discovered. It doesn't matter if I got an A or a B or an F. Because my grade is what she thinks it is. I froze. What if I could? Actually, something might be. I told Professor Beck, keeping my expression completely serious. I have an A in your class. She looked at me curiously for a second. Are you sure? She swiveled her chair to look at her computer screen. She tapped a few keys and I saw the teacher's grading webpage open up. There must have been some sort of mistake in the system, she said, a frown creasing her smooth forehead. It says you've got a B average on all your homework assignments. I held my breath, wondering if what I thought would happen would actually. Let me fix that manually. I watched, scarcely able to keep myself from jumping up and punching the air with delight, as my grade and GPA got an instant power boost. I thanked Professor Beck profusely even as I was shouldering my backpack and heading out the door. There were plans whirling through my mind. And this strange ability I had discovered, the ability to speak things that weren't the truth, was going to make them all possible. I glanced over the balcony into the crowd below, phone pressed to my ear. The floor plan of the university dining hall was multi-storied, with food stations and seating on the first floor and tables for studying or eating on the second. Ring. The dial tone sounded in my ear as I waited for a voice on the other end of the phone call. I watched below as Erin, sitting with a group of friends by the barbecue grill, cocked her head and reached into her purse. She wrinkled her face and contemplated the screen for a moment. Then, as I held my breath, she slid her finger across the phone and put it up to her ear. Yes. I was ecstatic. This was all the opening I needed. Hello? Erin's voice cut me to the quick. It was suspicious and irritated, as though she were angry that I had taken away from her precious lunch date. Hey, I said, trying to keep my voice calm and even. What do you want? So much for regretting our breakup. I decided that I needed to experiment quickly before I got to the real point of our call. You're really thirsty. I told my gorgeous ex-girlfriend, watching her carefully over the balcony railing. What are you talking about? Erin asked. She shook her hair over her shoulder and reached across the table, stealing a sip of her friend's fizzing soft drink. I told you not to call me. I don't want to talk to you. Ordinarily, her words would have hurt me. Devastated me. I would probably have apologized and hung up, slinking away with my tail between my legs. But I had a plan, and now there was anger coursing through me at her dismissive tone. "Ignore that," I said. "You trust everything I say and you really want to keep talking to me." The effect of my words was instantaneous. Erin's body language even changed as her mind accepted my words as truth, her legs uncrossing and her dark expression lightening into a calm smile. "Of course I do," she replied. "I really want to talk to you. But you're being weird. You don't think this is weird?" I said, thinking quickly. "No," she agreed. "Why would I think it's weird?" "No reason," I grinned wickedly. "Now, you're going to give the phone to the hot friend sitting next to you. Christy?" Erin's expression was confused. "Yeah. You think it would be a good idea for her to talk to me?" I watched as Erin touched the shoulder of the slim but busty Asian girl sitting next to her at the table. The girl looked confused for a moment, and Erin covered the phone with her hand to explain. The girl gave her a look of consternation, but accepted the sell. "Logan? What the fuck?" I knew Christy well from plenty of nights over at Erin's place. She was Erin's roommate, so she had always been off limits, but even while Erin and I had been dating I would sometimes fantasize about her. I think Christy knew it, too, and she never missed an opportunity to tease me with her body. She was a real party animal, usually getting ready to go out for the night when I was coming over to hang with Erin, so she had plenty of chances to come out of the shower wearing nothing but a towel or to change in front of us with the door to her room wide open, her tan skin flawless and smooth as she stripped down to her bra and panties with her back to us, seemingly nonchalant as she redressed to go clubbing. Whenever I watched her speak, I couldn't help but imagine her full, beast-on lips wrapped around my cock, her gorgeous hazel eyes staring up into mine with complete devotion as she knelt at my feet. "You're going to be calm now," I told her, watching her body relax at my words. "Of course I'm calm," Christy replied. "But you can't just be calling Erin like this. She broke up with you for a reason. You're going to stop talking and listen." I was done listening to their shit. I'd taken enough of it while Erin and I had been together. "Now I'm in charge. After this talk you're going to give the phone back to Erin. Then, you're going to go back to your dorm and dress up in your hottest outfit. Tonight, you and Erin are going to come over to my apartment together." I paused for a moment. Then, before she could respond, I add, "Oh. And you're going to forget that we had this conversation." Silence on the other end as Christy, with a perplexed expression on her face, handed the phone back to Erin then stood up and left. "Logan? It's me again." I grinned into the phone as I repeated my instructions. Around 7 there was a knock at my front door. I smiled broadly. Right on time, I thought. Erin was dressed in one of my favorite outfits, white jeans and a sheer tank top light enough that I could see her black bra underneath. Christy looked even sluttier than usual in a tight red cutoff top that barely restrained her gravity-defying tits, and a pair of jean shorts so criminally short that I doubted she could dance without her ass falling out. "Perfect," I murmured quietly. Both girls gave me a confused look as they walked in, Christy strutting in a pair of tall white heels with crisscrossing leather straps. "What's going on?" Erin blurted as I closed the door behind them. "Why are we here?" I turned slowly, savoring the moment. "This is the good part," I thought. "Isn't it obvious?" I asked, gesturing at their skimpy outfits nonchalantly. "You both really want to fuck me." I said it with a straight face. My brain was screaming at me, telling me it wasn't the truth, it wasn't how the world was. I just pushed that voice deep down and waited. "You got this, Logan," another voice said. "You're in control now." Erin's face started to bunch up into a scowl of rage, then, suddenly, it turned into a frown of consternation. There was a strange second of silence, and I felt as though the world was lurching beneath me even though nothing moved. Then, I watched as their postures changed. Gone was Erin's frigid air and bitchy exterior, and Christy's arrogant half-smirk evaporated. Their eyes went from frozen specks of flint to molten fires of lust. "You're incredibly turned on," I told them as their cheeks flushed with arousal. "And you know the only way you'll be satisfied is by this." I grabbed the waistband of my sweatpants and tugged down, freeing my already hardening length. Erin gave me a look I'd never seen before. She stepped forward and put her hand on my chest possessively as her fingers wrapped around my girth. I stared into her eyes and I saw that she was mine. In that moment, I was almost tempted to go back on my plan, but then her text messages flashed through my mind. "Fucking bitch," I thought. In that moment, I realized the truth. "You don't deserve me. You want to obey my every—" "Holy shit. Command," I told the girls, my voice catching as Erin's hand began to stroke up and down my length. They both nodded eagerly, my words absolutely true as they sank into their minds and changed their reality. "Good," I said. Then, staring into Erin's molten blue eyes, I gripped her by the shoulders and pushed her to her knees. She continued to stroke me, her breath hot and fast on my member. My cock twitched in readiness, and before I could react my ex-girlfriend leaned forward and took the tip in her mouth. Staring up at me with loving devotion, she sucked the sensitive head, eyes rolling back as she shivered with delight at the taste of my pre-cum. I couldn't stop now. The die had been cast. "All the way, slut," I grunted. Erin opened wide and took my cock down her throat, all the way down to the base in a single motion. I gasped as she moaned around me, her lust obvious and insatiable. She'd never gone down on me like this while we dated, always maintaining that it was undignified and degrading. Now she sucked my cock like it was her full-time job to service me, her lips forming a tight seal around my shaft, and one hand slipping down her waistband and between her thighs to feverishly frig her clit. Fuck! I groaned, almost content to let her do all the work as I surveyed my conquest. But I had plans, and I was going to fucking turn them into reality. Channeling all my pent-up anger, sadness, and disappointment, I tangled my fingers in her thick brunette hair. For a moment, I was content to guide her rhythm, letting her head bob up and down at a controlled pace. Then, I began to speed up, gripping her by the back of the head and plunging down her throat, thrusting vigorously with my hips like I was pounding her pussy into oblivion. Erin relaxed her throat and submitted to me as I fucked her face, the glorious heat of her wet mouth and soft, pillowy lips making me want to melt with ecstasy. Instead, it fueled me onward. I gritted my teeth as I felt myself growing harder, my shaft thick and solid as I used her mouth for my pleasure. I was getting closer and closer, making my ex my personal slut as she moaned and played with herself, desperate to take me deeper than even I could go. Then I felt my cock begin to spasm as my body erupted. I pulled out of her mouth and came, grunting as my cock surged powerfully, and sprayed my seed across her face and bared throat. Erin's fingers wrapped around my cock and stroked, milking me for every last drop of cum as she groaned and caught a strand in her open mouth. I painted her smooth, tan skin with my essence, spattering across her exposed cheeks and lips. Finally, I leaned back against the wall, breathing heavily. I felt lighter, as though my utter domination of Erin had filled the hole that our breakup had left inside of me. I stared down at my ex as my cum dripped down her throat and onto her heaving breasts, and she gasped for air, all the while wantonly plunging her fingers deep inside of herself and coming closer and closer to the release she desired. "That's not happening," I thought with a surge of wicked satisfaction. "Stop," I told her, and I gave her a stern look as she glanced up at me with a look of confusion. "You," I ordered, pointing at Christy. "Knees." Biting her full lips seductively, my busty Asian slut sank to her knees next to Erin. "Get me ready again," I told her, and she grinned. "Anything you say, sir," Christy murmured in a breathy, ardor-filled voice. Grabbing the hem of her top, she pulled it over her head, her breasts bouncing free and revealing that she wasn't wearing a bra. "Do you like my titties, sir?" she asked submissively, hazel eyes staring up into mine as she pinched and played with her hardening nipples. "They're yours. My mouth is yours. My pussy is yours. I belong to you. Holy fuck. This girl is a pro." I was getting hard again just watching her writhe and moan at my feet, plunging two of her fingers deep inside of her snatch and fucking herself, all the while meeting my gaze with a look of fiery desire. "Show me," I told her, swallowing down my groan of bliss as she took my still-sensitive cock in her mouth. "You're going to watch," I told Erin as my ex, with what looked like buckets of my seed still coating her skin, gazed with lust at her friend and Christy sucked me expertly. I was growing hard again already, a seeming miracle. "Then, you're going to go home tonight and play with yourself fantasizing about me. Fantasizing about this." I pulled my length from Christy's hot, willing mouth and rubbed the head of my cock across Erin's lips. Erin opened her mouth and leaned forward to take me in once more, but I pulled back. "Aha," I said, clicking my fingers at Christy, who resumed her attentions. I sighed as my eyes rolled back. "But you won't be able to come," I continued. "Because only my cock can do that to you. Do you understand?" Erin's voice was huskier than usual, her throat raw from taking my entire manhood. "Yes." Her eyes were downcast. "Good," I told her. "You can leave now." She stood slowly, my cum still splashed across her face and throat. For a moment, I wanted her to walk back with evidence of my domination on her face, the final humiliation. But then I relented. "Wash up before you go." She nodded glumly and left. There was a bathroom down the hallway where she could clean off the mark of my ownership. "No," I said, turning my eyes to my newest toy. Christy looked up at me, her cheeks hollowed as she sucked me back to full mast. "Yes, I are?" she asked, her words muffled as she swallowed my shaft. She seemed utterly unaffected by the fact that her roommate had just been used and kicked to the curb. "Let's see what we can do with you." I slid out of her mouth and leaned down. Despite her amazing curves, Christy felt light in my arms as I lifted her up and threw her down on my bed. In an instant, her shorts and panties were across the room and I was kneeling between her legs, cock poised to penetrate her entrance. I could tell she was aching for me, the heat of her desire radiating from her core like an oven, and I was ready to give in to the moment. "I'm the master of the fucking universe," I thought. Then, I spread Christy's tan thighs even further apart and plunged inside of her. Her body welcomed me, her tight tunnel wrapping around me like a glove as I plowed her metaphorical fields. Christy cried out with pleasure, coming around my cock as I split her lithe little body in two with my length. I gripped her by the hips and kept going as her body spasmed and clenched, savagely pounding inside like I owned her. I'd never fucked a woman without a condom before, and the sensation was magical. Everything felt more sensitive and immediate, overwhelming my senses. She was so wet that I had no trouble slipping all the way inside her, bottoming out as I filled her to the brim. Christy's delicate hands were never still, one reaching down to play with her clit and the other reaching up to run down my chest and tightly clenched abs, then across her breasts to tug and pinch her nipples. I growled, then slid out of her and grabbed her by the hips. With a powerful movement, I flipped her over onto her stomach and pulled her back onto her hands and knees. "Yes, sir," she cried. "Take me any way you want. However you want. Whenever you want." My gorgeous Asian slut trailed off in a wordless moan of pleasure as I spanked her ass, leaving a red handprint as she arched back and let out a cry of passion at the sensation of electric pleasure. I lined up and rammed into her, not trying to be gentle, wanting her to feel every raw sensation. I slid in and out of her over and over, my cock hitting her G-spot as I gave her pleasure like no man had ever given her before. She had given herself fully over to me, and I loved it.
"What are you?"
I asked in a growling voice, pounding her slick tunnel with a will.
"You're slut!"
she cried out, grinding back against me and driving me deeper.
"You're sex doy. You're fuck doll. You're personal whore. Fuck fuck fuck."
I let out a grunt as my world dissolved and I came, my cock spasming powerfully with my second massive orgasm of the evening. As my hot, sticky seed coated her inner walls, Christie's body gave itself over to the pleasure, and she collapsed into the pillows, her mind overwhelmed as she bucked and bounced back against me and a tremendous wave of ecstasy crashed over her. I slid out of my gorgeous Asian fucktoy, exhausted, but immeasurably happy. As I collapsed into bed next to my new slut, a strange thought passed through my mind. I grinned a blissed-out grin. Thank God I suck at math.
Chapter 2.
"You can't resist me." My voice was shaky with lust.
"I can't resist you."
Christie's round, elastic tits wrapped gloriously around my rock-hard cock like I was stoking in and out of her pussy. Her eyes were glazed and empty as I slowly thrust myself between her breasts.
"All you want is to suck and fuck me all the time."
My words were trembling. We'd been at this for almost 20 minutes, and my balls were so tight I thought they might explode. "South close," I thought.
"All the time,"
she murmured back. Her voice was sultry but dull, like she was half asleep.
"You love to have my cock in your pussy, in your mouth, between your tits,"
I told her slowly.
"In my pussy,"
she murmured. Her lips lavished the words and I could hardly keep myself from coming. I knew what those lips were capable of.
"In my mouth. Fuck.
Almost there." Her lips were making the most inviting oval as she panted through her words, more and more aroused every second.
"Between my tits."
She increased speed, rubbing her breasts up and down around my erect cock like she was trying to milk the cum right out of me. She succeeded. Christie gave a soft MMPH of surprise as I extricated my length from between her soft breasts and shoved myself between her pillowy lips, following the sound up with a moan of bliss. She sucked hard, hollowing her cheeks and staring up at me with submissive eyes.
"Fuck."
I groaned as my legs tensed and I arched back in my chair. My cock trembled as I shot pulse after sticky pulse of spunk into her hot, willing mouth, Christie moaning and slurping happily as she swallowed my offering. After a moment, I pulled my deflating cock from her mouth until she was just sucking gently on the head, cleaning me off and milking the last few drops of cum from my body. I ran a hand through her silky black hair and sighed happily.
"Wake up,"
I told her, and the busty Asian girl blinked several times before focusing on my face with a look of adoration and lust. I didn't need to put her into a semi-hypnotic trance in order to manipulate her mind however I pleased, but God, it was hot. She purred and licked her lips, as she let the tip of my length slip between her lips, settling back on her knees. Her tanned, athletic body stretched luxuriantly.
"I love waking up on my knees for you, sir,"
she told me in a sultry tone.
"Knowing that with a word you can turn me into a mindless, usable fucktoy. You're bust a little Asian bimbo,"
I groaned. She knew exactly what to say.
"Quiet,"
I told her playfully.
"You know I can't go another round just yet."
Christie leaned forward and nuzzled my thigh, the beautiful Asian smiling up at me.
"I want you,"
she murmured.
"I love having you in my mouth, in my pussy, between my tits."
She squeezed her plump breasts as she spoke, tweaking a nipple and making herself gasp lustfully. I sighed. Who knew how exhausting it would be to have a woman that was constantly horny for your cock?
"Just let me finish this email,"
I told her, and she winked playfully up at me.
"Don't worry,"
she said, leaning forward.
"I can entertain myself."
I sucked in a breath as she took me gently between her lips again and began to suck me back to hardness.
"Fuck me,"
I thought. But I regretfully leaned forward and began tapping at my laptop keyboard as her tongue danced beneath the sensitive head. I'd been writing this email earlier when Christie had sauntered over and knelt down, practically begging to titfuck me. And as I tried to tell her before she'd insistently stroked my cock to hardness, this email was a very important one. But what red-blooded man could have said no to tits like those, I ask you? I asked myself. Still, I forced myself to focus on the words materializing on the screen before me.
"Dear Professor Beck, I have something very important that I would like to show you. It pertains to your class and my recent grade boost."
I smiled to myself as I finished composing and pressed.
"Send.
This is going to be awesome." I imagined my statuesque blonde math professor, a woman way too hot be teaching such a sexless subject, reading it. It was important that I include my gorgeous teacher in my discovery. It was in Professor Beck's class, after all, that I'd suddenly gained the ability to speak non-truths, to warp others to my will by telling them new truths about themselves that they hadn't known before. Christie used to be my ex-girlfriend's roommate. Now, like I'd explained to her existence revolved around keeping me, and my cock, well satisfied. I grinned as my personal Asian slut massaged my cock back to full erectness using only her hot mouth and full lips. I closed the laptop with a satisfying click. Now, I just had to wait for a reply. My eyes drifted down to the head bobbing between my legs. At least I was never going to be short on things to keep me busy. I was wearing a casual polo and jeans, rubbing the toe of my shoe across the linoleum floor impatiently.
"Calm down, lover," Christy whispered calmly, standing on her tiptoes to murmur in my ear. Her perky breasts rubbed against my arm and I felt her hard nipples like little pebbles on my bicep. She's just doing something else right now. I checked my new watch one more time, then sighed. But I want her to be doing me right now. The watch was classy and extremely expensive, but the saleswoman at the Rolex shop downtown had been more than willing to give it to me with a 100% discount after I'd explained to her that I was Rolex's lucky 1,000,000th customer. I am still 10 minutes early, I told myself, struggling for calm. So don't be this nervous. I knew I didn't need to be worried. I didn't even need to be here. I probably could have gotten what I wanted over email, a few carefully crafted sentences, and the gorgeous blonde professor would have shown up at my apartment dressed to the nines, dripping wet with lust and ready for whatever depraved fantasies I desired. But what I'd realized in the past week was that simple control wasn't enough. The preparation, the game, the hunt. Those were what made my new power so fun. Christy rubbed her tight Asian body against me, letting one hand stroke my stiffening cock through my pants. The hallway was deserted, and I could almost imagine ripping those tiny little booty shorts off her and lifting her up against the wall, thrusting up inside of her as she climaxed all over my thick manhood. But no. I resisted the urge. Barely. I wanted to save myself from my upcoming conquest. So, I delicately removed her dainty hand and kissed her fingertips affectionately. Later. I said, a new plan forming in my mind. I smiled. I know how I want to play this. Professor Juliana Beck opened the door to her office a few minutes later and stuck her head out. Logan! She said with a smile, tossing her long blonde hair. I got your email. Come in. She flashed Christy a look, no doubt noticing her obscenely short shorts and the tank top crop to show a gentle curve of underboob, but said nothing. Christy followed me into my teacher's office and surreptitiously locked the door without the beautiful, mature woman's notice. The three of us sat Professor Beck on one side and myself and my delicious little Asian slut on the other. Under the desk and blocked from the professor's line of sight, Christy immediately reached over and began to stroke my thickening cock with her delicate hand. Fuck, I thought as a tingling arousal began to build in the pit of my stomach, but a tiny smirk tilted the side of my mouth as my professor waited for me to begin. This should make things interesting. So, I said, taking a deep breath as though preparing for a big presentation. Juliana Beck leaned forward in anticipation, unintentionally flashing me an eyeful down her button-up blouse of her deep, mouth-watering cleavage. I forced myself not to stutter and flicked my brown eyes back up to meet her blue ones. Hopefully she hadn't noticed that. You got my email, I said helpfully. And you saw that I wanted to talk with you about my grade going up recently in your class. My teacher leaned back in her chair and smiled good-naturedly. I loved the way her sculpted lips moved as she spoke. I could already imagine them stretching to accommodate something other than words in her mouth. You're one of my best students, Logan, she said. Your grade is a reflection of that. She frowned. And I'm sorry, she added, for that little mix-up last week. She was referring, of course, to the fact that I'd been getting all B's in her class until I helpfully let her know that I should be getting straight A's on all my assignments. Well, I said, and I let my smile become slightly uncomfortable, as though bashfully revealing a mistruth. I wasn't entirely honest with you. As any teachers would have, Professor Beck's face sharpened slightly. Are you talking about cheating? She demanded. No, of course not, Juliana, I told her reassuringly. Her face grew stern for a moment as I called her by her given name, before I added. You don't mind if I call you by your first name? Using my ability for the first time, I continued while her expression returned to one of calm attentiveness. In fact, no matter what I call you, you won't notice it being anything out of the ordinary. And the more degrading it is, the more turn on you'll get. Juliana nodded, tucking a long strand of blonde hair behind her ear. Of course, Logan, she agreed. Naturally, you can call me anything you like. That's great, slut, I told her, tasting the word as it left my mouth and feeling a tingle of heat sing down my body as I saw my professor's cheeks flush a little with arousal. So if you're not talking about cheating, then what are you trying to tell me? The blonde goddess asked, unconsciously biting her lip as she felt an unusual heat building up in her body. I've actually been getting tutored, I said, turning to smile fondly at Christy. The beautiful Asian beamed at my professor innocently, all the while stroking my cock with one dainty hand. I'm Christy, she said, leaning across the desk and giving the other woman an obvious eyeful of bouncy young tit flesh as she offered her the hand that wasn't currently brushing up and down in my lap. Juliana looked a little uncomfortable at the obvious flirtation, but shook her hand perfunctorily. And you're his tutor? She asked dubiously. You're right, I said silently. Christy doesn't really look like a mathlete or science club president anymore. The brilliant Asian girl had been skipping class and club meetings dutifully for the past week, the need to have my cock in any and all of her willing holes being a far more pressing concern. In her slutty outfit and carefully applied makeup, she looked more like what she was now, my personal sex toy. That's right, my soon-to-be fuck doll, I told her agreeably, bringing the attention back to myself before Christy did anything too bold. Patience, I tried to convey to her silently. The build-up is all part of the fun. My professor shivered slightly and I could tell she was pressing her thighs together under the desk as her arousal grew. I pressed on. And Christy has some really novel techniques for helping me learn the material that I think might be great for you to try with some of your own students. Why you wanted to talk to me about my teaching methods? Juliana stumbled slightly on her words as she took a deep breath, evidently trying to compose herself. I don't think that's an acceptable dash. You're going to stop right there, I told her, and she froze, realizing the truth of my untrue words. You'll at least let us give you a demonstration first, right?
Juliana nodded slowly, absorbing my words.
Great, I said, smiling at her. Now whatever happens, you think it's completely fine.
Actually, I added on second thought, you're going to start getting very horny as you watch. And the more turned on you get, the more you want to show off your body for me. Understand?
Her blue eyes bobbed up and down as she nodded dazedly along with me, clearly overwhelmed.
That's good, I told her soothingly, before turning to Christy. All right, gorgeous, I said. On your knees.
My busta Asian bimbo was kneeling almost before the words were out of my mouth, her eyes glued to my crotch where my cock was tenting my pants.
Yes, sir, she responded breathily, her voice taking on a whole new tone as she showed her obedient, submissive side. You can take it out, I told her gently. But don't use your slutty little whore mouth just yet. Words that would have stuck in my throat a week ago now rolled fluidly of my tongue. How strange it is to be in total control. How interesting what it does to us.
Oh, thank you, sir, Christy said, practically salivating as she undid my zipper and slid my jeans and boxers down my legs. My cock sprang into view, straight as a flagpole, and I heard an audible gasp from across the desk. Glancing back, I saw Juliana leaning back in her chair and arching her back in a fairly obvious attempt to get me to admire her perky, globular tits. Like any gentleman would, I complied. I could tell, even through her bra, that her nipples were hard, and I groaned softly in my throat as I imagined swirling my tongue around those tight little buds. God. Slowly bringing this woman under my total control was such a turn-on. Beneath Christie's gently stroking hand, my cock was hard as a rod of steel.
That's good, I murmured, as much to Juliana as to the gorgeous, tanned and curvy goddess at my feet. You can use your mouth now, honey, I gasped softly as the silky insides of Christie's soft, willing mouth immediately enveloped the head of my length. She lovingly lavished attention on the broad, sensitive head, massaging me with her lips and moaning as one slim hand slid between her legs to pleasure herself through her shorts.
You see, I told Juliana, trying to keep my tone conversational as she unconsciously hefted her large, perky breasts in both hands and kneaded at them with her hands.
Teaching is all about the right dash,
I groaned, cutting myself off momentarily as Christy mischievously swallowed my entire length in one movement.
Incentives.
The gorgeous Asian's throat was volcanic around me, hot and tight as she massaged my shaft deep in her throat. Juliana nodded, her eyes glazing over with arousal.
Incentives, of course, she whispered, her brain battling against itself as it tried to rationalize everything that was overwhelming her at once. You're going to take off your blouse now,
I told my professor.
Because you really want to show me your titties.
Isn't that right?
My titties.
The blonde bombshell agreed slowly, hands moving to unbutton the top button of her blouse.
That's good,
I said soothingly, struggling to keep my voice steady as Christie's skilled mouth slurped up and down my cock expertly. I diverted a glance from my entranced calculus professor to my little Asian fucktoe.
Come here, you,
I murmured, and her hazel eyes blazed with lust as my cock popped from her wet mouth.
Yes, sir,
she replied, biting her lower lip as she stood and shimmied out of her shorts, then straddled me, pulling up her top so her tits bounced out from their restraint. I pushed back my chair from the desk, both to give her room and to give Juliana Beck the full show.
You want me inside of you?
I ordered my busta faux tutor, and then grunted as she slowly sank down on my rock-hard length. I was buried to the hilt in her snug, 22-year-old pussy, my own professor watching with a mixture of horror and uncontrollable desire. I couldn't believe how hot that was.
Fuck, that's good,
I murmured, leaning forward and suckling one of Christie's pink nipples in my mouth.
I love this girl's body, I thought to myself. This is the fucking life.
Christy rocked back and forth with a smooth rhythm, rising slightly off of my lap only to settle back down again, the sensation incredible for both of us. I could hear her making small mewing noises of pleasure as she moved, my cock penetrating deep inside of her and massaging her tight inner walls. Reaching between her legs, I let my fingers stroke across her clit. As I did, her body suddenly clenched and stretched taut, then it all unraveled in a powerful climax.
Oh fuck,
she gasped, grabbing hold of my shoulders as her head fell back and she writhed in my lap. Across the desk, my busted blonde teacher stripped down to her plain white bra, her nipples clearly erect even through the thick material. Then, suddenly, there was a rapping at the door and the sound of someone jiggling the handle.
Juliana?
Came a woman's voice through the wooden entrance.
Shit.
Thank God Christy locked it, I thought, a momentary panic shooting through me before I realized that I could use my unique talent to deal with any conceivable problem. On top of me, Christy quieted as she wrote out her orgasm. Her hazel eyes looked to me for direction, calmly knowing that I could handle any problem we might face. Juliana Beck blinked like she was coming out of a trance, then glanced around wildly. She clutched her blouse to her chest protectively, and stared across the desk at me as though unsure what to do. I sighed and chastised myself. Sometimes the boss has to make the tough calls. I held up one finger to Juliana to tell her to wait a moment, then grasped Christy around the waist and stood, my fully erect cock still buried in her tight snatch. Seating Christy on the edge of Juliana's desk, I slid out with a soft groan of disappointment. Then, a wicked thought crossed my mind.
Why not?
I asked myself with a wide smile. I grabbed Christy by the waist and spun her around off my teacher's desk, pulling her back so her round, athletic ass ground up against my still hardened length. Thank God some nerds love to go to the gym, I thought as I kneaded her muscular ass in my hands. pulling both of us backwards. I positioned us so that we would be a couple feet behind the door when it opened, and motioned with my head for Juliana to go open it. She didn't move, her mouth wide open with horror. I sighed.
You think it's a good idea to go open the door and ask what they want?
I whispered, realizing I need to use my powers if I wanted her to do something so bold. Juliana's frown of worry disappeared and she stood, buttoning her blouse up professionally. She walked to the door and undid the lock, shooting us a single glance before opening the door. She was careful, I noted, to block the doorway and make sure that the door covered where we were standing.
Hey, Charlotte, she said with a genuine-looking smile. What's up?
Whatever the other woman's reply, I ignored it as I lined up and slid inside of Christy's tight body with as little noise as I could manage. Christy hissed out a breath softly, and I could tell she was still sensitive from her recent orgasm. Instead of slowing down, though, I moved more quickly, excited by the thought of Juliana's worry and the fact that a stranger was standing half a dozen feet from us completely unaware that I was fucking Christy's curvy Asian body like she was built especially to take my cock in her pussy.
Don't worry,
I whispered in her ear reassuringly. No one can hear us. Then, all at once, I wondered if that was true.
Wait. What if? Oh, fuck yes.
I groaned loudly, and waited for Juliana to shoot us a petrified glance and her friend to stick her head around the door to see what was going on. Instead, my gorgeous calculus professor continued her chit-chat with the mystery woman as though there weren't two horny 20-somethings running away a dozen feet away from them.
No. Fucking. Way.
I slid deeper inside of Christy's body, palming her pert bubble but in both hands. I let myself moan again with pleasure, feeling the tight grip of her body sheathing me perfectly. Then, as the realization hit me, so did my climax. I can control more than just people, I thought.
I can control everything.
I came. Loudly. Christy joined me. And no one heard a sound. I opened the door to my apartment, and my jaw hit the carpet. Juliana was ravishing. Her hair was down and fell past her shoulders in a blonde cascade. She wore a tight little white dress that made her tits look fantastic and high heels that made her a little taller than I was, standing there in my socks. In a word, she was breathtaking. My professor was also wringing her hands and shifting her weight from side to side nervously.
Come in,
I told her, and she hastened inside.
Worried someone will see you?
I asked with a laugh, and her look of anxiety told me that she was.
You're not worried,
I told her, trying to put her at ease.
In fact, coming over to fuck one of your brightest students is an incredible turn-on. Understood?
I gave her a look that was jokingly stern, and she smiled, a relieved look crossing her face. Her smile was gorgeous, all sparkling white teeth and those beautiful, full lips.
Damn.
I could feel my cock already swelling in my pants. Juliana's entire posture changed as she relaxed, her tits popping out as she let her shoulders drop back and her hips rolling as she shifted her weight to rest mostly on one leg.
So, Logan,
she murmured, her bright blue eyes burning into my brown ones.
What does my favorite student have planned for the evening?
From the bedroom, I heard Christy's voice as she called lightheartedly.
Do you have someone new for us to play with, sir?
I grinned and sucked in a happy breath.
Come with me,
I told Juliana, grabbing her cool hand and pushing the door closed behind her. I let my hand slide down my teacher's back to rest on her firm ass as we walked to the bedroom, massaging the firm flesh and making her moan and lean against me. Her lips pressed against my ear in a soft kiss, and then her teeth nibbled at the tip.
I want you,
she murmured, her breath hot on my skin.
I want you to take me. Sir? Oh, fuck.
Hearing the title Christy had given me coming from the sultry lips of my gorgeous blonde professor was more than a turn-on. If my cock hadn't been hardening before, it now swelled as blood rushed from my brain down below the waistband of my sweatpants. We entered my bedroom. Christy lounged naked on the bed, her body writhing from one sensuous pose to the next as she arched her back and played languidly with her clit. Her smooth, tan skin was perfect and unblemished, and I couldn't wait to see how it contrasted with Juliana's paler coloring. Sitting Juliana on the edge of the bed, I tucked a wayward hair behind her ear and stared into her eyes. I could tell that her breath was speeding up, and her pupils were dilated as she stared hungrily at me.
You want me?
I said firmly, staring into her eyes.
You are so horny you can barely control yourself. You want to be mine under my power. You want my cock in your body, in all of your holes. You want MMPH.
Juliana cut me off by lunging forward and grasping my face in both hands, covering my mouth with hers. Her lips were soft and tasted of vanilla, and I melted into her arms, her firm breasts cushioning me as she fell back onto the bed with me on top.
Holy.
My professor was a good kisser, no two ways to say it. Our tongues danced, and I could feel my cock growing hard against her belly. I pulled back, panting, and stared into her face as her hands brushed down my body, my arms and across my hips.
What do you want?
I demanded breathlessly.
You, sir.
The older woman told me, her voice filled with longing. Her hand reached between my legs and stroked the hardness she found there.
You on top of me and your amazing cock inside of me.
Dominating me.
Mastering me. Commanding me.
I groaned, then felt another pair of hands as Christy joined Juliana and me at the end of the bed. Her plump lips kissed down my jawline as my bombshell professor stroked wantonly at my cock through my clothes.
I want you too, sir.
She murmured, her tongue flicking across the edge of my ear in a way that was somehow incredibly sensual.
I want to help you fuck your new toy into submission, slowly turning her into a mindless, thoughtless, obedient fucktool. Just like me.
Christie's voice alone was a turn-on. She had perfected the art of infusing her words with the ideal blend of submissiveness, obedience, and wanton desire. I unraveled myself from their stroking hands and stood, eyeing my two playmates eagerly. Juliana slipped out of her heels and kicked them aside, then moved to kneel on the bed side by side with my busted Asian sex doll, mimicking her movements as she slipped a hand between her legs and let the other roam lustfully across her body.
Yes.
Oh God, yes. I slid my sweatpants and boxers down my legs and kicked them into the corner. My cock sprang free and was immediately the center of attention for the two gorgeous, busted women. I stoked myself slowly, loving their worshipful gazes. Then, I slowly stepped forward, my cock swinging from side to side as I knelt on the bed before Juliana. Her slim, pale hand immediately reached out and wrapped around my hardness, her cool skin pleasurable on my hot shaft. Moving slowly, I slid Juliana's dress over her head and discovered, to my delight, that she wore nothing whatsoever underneath. My mouth immediately latched onto one large, pink nipple, the darker areola soon wet from my lashing tongue. Meanwhile, my teacher's experienced hands were making it harder and harder for me to control myself, one gently moving up and down with a perfect rhythm and the other fondling my balls. I grunted as I pulled back and stared into her eyes, blue as the sky. "You want me to fuck you now?" I told her, and it wasn't a question. Juliana nodded eagerly, biting her lip as I turned her around and pushed her onto all fours. I wanted to fuck the older woman from behind, dominating my teacher in the most pleasurable of ways. Gripping myself at the base of my shaft, I slowly eased the broad head of my cock up and down her smoothly shaven outer folds, teasing her. I could feel the heat radiating outwards from her pussy like an oven, but I wanted to make this experience one to remember. Then, leaning forward, I grasped a handful of her long, silky hair in my fist.
"Ready?"
I murmured softly.
"Uh-huh,"
Juliana replied, nodding as vigorously as she could with her hair wrapped between my fingers.
"Please, sir, take me now. Fuck my tight little pussy. Make me beg you for more as you pound me over and over until I make you come."
"Fuck yes." I pushed through her outer rows as I split her in half with my thick cock. It wasn't the lustful ravishing that I generally gave my curvy Asian companion. In fact, I surprised myself by how gentle I was with the older woman, easily stroking in and out of her slick tunnel in time with her rocking hips. Christy, my perfect little whore, flipped herself around and slid underneath the other woman's body, instinctively knowing how best to improve the situation. Her large breasts and perky nipples trailed along Juliana's taut stomach until the Asian's head was between her legs, directly beneath the place where I was thrusting in and out of her sopping pussy. Leaning up, Christy flicked out her tongue across my calculus professor's clit, her pleasure button lighting up at the sensation and sending a shudder of ecstasy through Juliana's entire body. The blonde goddess's tight pussy clamped down on my cock as she shuddered with pleasure, and I groaned as I rode her bareback, my body enjoying every hot, wanton, and unadulterated sensation. Slowly, I sped up, my hands kneading her pert ass cheeks so that I left red fingerprints on her pale skin.
"Yes. Yes. Yes."
My professor moaned as I increased the rapidity of my strokes, thrusting all the way in until I was pushing up against the back walls of her womb with every stroke. Christy moaned into Juliana's clit as the busted Asian played with her own pussy, two fingers thrusting inside of herself and massaging her tight tunnel. Then, suddenly, Juliana dissolved beneath my hands, her body shuddering as she climaxed. I never slowed. In fact, I sped up as her body collapsed into a writhing mess of smooth, pale skin and clenching muscles. Then, I was joining her in climax, grunting as I sprayed my seed inside her willing womb. My cock spasmed and bucked in her clenching body, blowing strand after strand of jizz up against her inner walls. Finally, I collapsed on top of her, the pair of us rolling over to avoid crushing Christie's bronzed figure beneath us. A rolling wave of bliss washed over me as I slowly slid out of my newest plaything.
"That was good,"
I thought languidly. "Round two later, for sure." Many rounds later I was laying, panting, on the bed with each arm around a gorgeous, equally exhausted woman. The pillows had been tossed aside, and the sheets and comforter were knotted and bunched all around us in strange sinuous shapes. Out of the silence and cool, evening darkness a question suddenly bubbled to the forefront of my mind.
"Oh shit.
Juliana," I asked hesitantly, "do you have a boyfriend or husband or something?" I closed my eyes, coming as close as I could to praying without actually reciting the rosary.
"Yes, sir,"
Juliana said, sounding a little troubled for the first time as a fro appeared between her sculpted eyebrows.
"A fiancé.
He's a cop.
Is that a problem?"
My heart sank into my stomach.
"Well, fuck,"
I murmured softly to myself. "That ain't good."
Chapter 3.
What do I do? I asked myself, sipping on my coffee pensively. I was seated at the desk in my bedroom, contemplating the moral quandary that faced me. After Juliana's revelation the previous night, when she'd shared the fact that she actually had a fiancé, I had been too exhausted to do much more than worry for several minutes before rolling over and falling into a deep, restful sleep. Of course she has a man in her life, I told myself now, feeling like an idiot. She's beautiful, sexy, smart. The whole package. I nodded to myself, envisioning my calculus professor's tumbling blonde hair, buoyant breasts, and tight ass. Definitely a total bombshell. But now I faced a dilemma. I didn't want to give her back. More than the fact that she was dynamite in bed, I actually felt a strong affection for my newest companion, a feeling that had grown from the massive crush I'd had on her for months. I'd had that crush long before I'd acquired my special talent, the ability to speak non-truths and warp reality around me to align with them, but only now had I been able to act on it. And of course her fiancé is in law enforcement, I added sarcastically. Because that just makes the whole situation that much better. I closed my eyes and sighed, puffing out my cheeks as I realized the true problem. I just don't want to lose her. Suddenly I grunted, an involuntary spasm running through my body. Or her smoking hot blowjobs. My eyes slid downwards to where Juliana knelt between my feet, her blue eyes glazed with ardor as she enthusiastically bobbed up and down in my lap. Holy fuck. Her deft tongue lavished my shaft with attention as she sucked the sensitive head, moaning with lust. I would never grow tired of the sound, getting even harder knowing that my cock was the only thought dominating her mind and that my pleasure was her pleasure. I admired the sight of her pink lips wrapped around my shaft, stretching her mouth wide open as she swallowed me deep. I let my fingers unwrap from around the handle of my coffee mug and tangle in her hair. That's a good girl. I murmured affectionately, and the busted blonde hummed with gratitude. The vibrations traveled up my cock and directly to my pleasure centers, lighting me up with sensations. There wasn't a thought in her head. Not a worry about her fiancé, not a concern about the fact that she was taking her student's thick cock all the way down her slutty, volcanically hot throat. There was only the desire to feel my length sliding sensuously between her lips and over her tongue. Over and over and over. Just like I told her. Juliana slurped up the shaft, the obscene noise music to my ears. Her cheeks hollowed as she sucked in a vacuum, and then released the head with a wet pop. Her hand immediately replaced her mouth, sliding up and down on my slick length, jacking me off as I felt her hot breath on my skin. "You like that, sir?" she asked me in a sultry voice. "You like having your professor kneeling at your feet, your delicious cock in her mouth and her pussy dripping wet and ready for you?"
"Yes."
I groaned, somehow growing even harder as she teased me, biting her lip and staring up at me through her lashes. My balls felt tight and ready to explode, and I knew I wouldn't last much longer. Juliana licked her lips.
"So do I. I love how naughty it makes me feel, kneeling here at your feet. Powerless. Totally docile, submissive and obedient.
Fuck, fuck, fuck." I was getting closer. Her hand sped up.
"Unable to resist as you reprogram my mind, telling me I'm just your slutty little bimbo with nothing on her mind but sucking and fucking and sucking.
Ayakak." I groaned nonsensically as I came, Juliana's mouth diving forward to capture the first spurt of cum that erupted from the tip of my spasming cock. The instant my spunk hit her tongue, she came as well, her body clenching and twitching uncontrollably as she sealed her lips around my girth and swallowed greedily. Jet after jet of my seed fired down her willing throat and into her stomach, her body shaking with pleasure as she enjoyed the taste of my essence.
"Fuck!"
I gasped as my cock finally stopped twitching and I was able to breath again. My teacher's blonde head bobbed up and down several more times, her lips massaging my shaft and milking every last drop of cum into her waiting mouth. Settling back on her heels, she sucked gently at the sensitive head and then released me, licking her lips and staring up at me with sex-drunk eyes.
"Good!"
she murmured, her eyes slightly unfocused. My balls ached pleasurably as I admired her heaving tits with their erect pink nipples and the smooth skin of her midriff. "I can't believe how lucky I am," I thought, and smirked. Then, the bedroom door swung open. Christy sashayed into the bedroom with a plate in one hand and the delicious smell of bacon, eggs and butter toast to accompany her. The bronzed Asian was shorter than Juliana and bustier, her slim figure accentuated by a beautiful, oversized pair of tits and an ass that she worked very hard to maintain and that I worked very hard, period. She was nude, her black hair pulled back in a braid and her every movement charged with sensual promise.
"I see you've already had some breakfast," she said to Juliana with a glint in her hazel eyes. "But I made some food for you, sir."
Her gaze swung over to me.
"You need to need your strength if you plan on keeping both of us satisfied."
She grinned and bit her lip, her smile heating up. Bending over, teasing me with her full breasts as they filled my vision, she placed the plate on the desk and then sank to her knees beside Juliana. My cock stirred, blood beginning to flow south as she leaned forward and planted a soft kiss on the still engorged head.
"I think I'll have what she's having,"
she whispered, her breath hot on my cock and her eyes glinting lustfully as she flicked her heated stare from me to Juliana and back. She opened her lips and slipped the broad helmet at the tip between them, using her tongue to coax me back toward hardness.
"Jesus."
I groaned and leaned back, trying not to shove the plate off my desk with my clenching fist. I seemed to recall trying to think through a problem of some sort, but I pushed it from mind. It wasn't important at the moment.
"We won't hit any traffic,"
I assured Juliana as we slid out of the parking lot and into the street.
"We'll be there and back in no time.
So long as I don't get shot by your crazy cop boyfriend," I thought to myself. "Shut up," I replied. I had decided that Juliana was staying with me. I would explore whatever feelings I had for her and come to a conclusion about them some other time, but for now the most important thing was that my gorgeous math teacher was mine. Childish of me to think, perhaps, but with power like mine came responsibility, the responsibility to give myself whatever I wanted. We'd left Christy behind as we drove 10 minutes down the road to the condominium where Juliana apparently lived with her fiancé. Ex-fiancé, I reminded myself sternly. This might require some finesse, and I couldn't let myself be distracted by my busty Asian playmate. Speaking of distracting, I looked sideways and could feel the blood rushing from my brain to elsewhere. My beautiful professor was wearing the white dress she'd had on when she came over last night, and it sheathed her fit body perfectly. Her large, bouncy tits were pushed upward and together by her bra, presenting a mouth-watering view of her cleavage, and I knew for a fact that she wasn't wearing any panties beneath the skirt that didn't reach her knees. I glanced back at the road and realized with a jolt I was straying across the double yellow line in the middle of the road. Sucking in a breath, I swerved back to the right. "Focus," I told myself, shaking my head. "You're driving here." "Poor darling," Juliana said, her voice filled with false concern. I couldn't look at the beauty for fear of crashing the vehicle, but from the corner of my eye saw she was pouting cutely at me. "Someone seems to be having a problem." Her eyes locked suggestively on the bulge in my jeans and her fingers traced lightly along my thigh. "Uh-huh," I muttered noncommittally. She licked her lips as she unbuckled her seatbelt. "Let me help you out with that." A moment later, my cock was enveloped once again by her pillowy lips and hot, wet mouth. I groaned. "I've never done this before," I muttered, not sure why I was confessing my inexperience to my older, more practiced plaything. "Mmm," she moaned back, gulping around my cock and massaging the head in her throat. "Either." Somehow, that made the whole situation even hotter. My length grew harder in her mouth, stretching her throat as she swallowed me whole like her face was my own personal sex toy. She bobbed up and down, thrusting her face down onto my cock like she was starving for my manhood. As I drove, Juliana face-fucked herself on my erect length, the sensation overwhelming as she gagged, saliva dripping down my shaft and her hand using the lubrication to jack me off into her mouth. I tried to focus on the road, checking my phone GPS for directions as I tightened my jaw and let the powerful waves of pleasure radiate from my cock out into the rest of my body. "Siri says we're 5 minutes from your condo," I gasped, trying to keep my clenching hands from driving us into a tree or oncoming traffic. Juliana raised her head from my lap with a wet slurp just long enough to reply, "Challenge accepted," before diving back to her task. 2 weeks ago I wouldn't have lasted 30 seconds under her determined assault, but my body was well satiated and well used to handling the stimulation, so I was impressed when Juliana managed to use her mouth and hands to bring me to spine-tingling release in 4.5 minutes flat. She was just zipping me back up in my jeans and giving my crotch a loving pat when we pulled into the parking garage. Her eyes had a satisfied look in them as I gave her a once-over. "God, she's hot," I thought, then realized that I already knew that. "You ready?" I asked. She gave me a slightly concerned glance as she sucked on her bottom lip worriedly. "You'll take care of everything, won't you, Logan?" I smiled and patted her knee comfortingly. I couldn't get over how surreal this moment was. A month ago I would never have imagined myself in a situation like this. I feel like I fell into an alternate universe. "I got this," I said with a confident smile, and realized that confidence was actually what I felt. I was about to go steal a man's sexy-as-hell fiancé, and I felt calm. Collected. It might be the fact that you just came straight down her hot, slutty throat, some part of my mind commented. "Shut up," I told myself, not for the first time. "Let's do this." I left Juliana in the car and took the stairs 2 at a time up into the building. The man who opened the front door was tall, with a classic square-jawed face and military buzz cut. He looked like the cookie-cutter model for the cover of a sexy fireman's calendar, broad-shouldered and obviously in good shape. "Well, that's fantastic," I thought to myself. He couldn't have been more of the donut-eating type. Still, I had an advantage that no amount of muscle could overcome. "You're going to go back inside," I told him firmly. The man froze, his hand still resting on the handle as though he was about to slam the door in my face. Then, he squinted at me like I was crazy. "What the fuck?" His tone was rough, and I could smell booze. "Is Juliana's fiancé a drinker?" I wondered. "Or does he just get that way when his wife-to-be goes out late at night and doesn't come back or answer her phone for 12 straight hours? You want to go back inside?" I told the man, rewording my order and staring into his pale eyes as I stepped toward him. "And you want to invite me inside to talk?" The man stared at me for another second and then nodded slowly. "Yeah," he agreed, still nodding. "Come on in." He turned and walked into the house. I followed, shutting the door behind me. The interior was dark, even though it was a sunny morning outside, but I could still tell that a woman lived here. It had a put-together feeling that I knew no man would be able to achieve by himself. Juliana's fiancé walked us down the front hallway and into the kitchen, grabbing a half-empty bottle of Corona from the counter and taking a gulp. I eyed him warily, suddenly not quite sure what to say. He turned around and looked me up and down. "Beer?" he asked, raising an eyebrow at me. I realized he had no idea what to say there. He didn't even know why he'd invited me into his home. "No," I replied. "Thanks." I took a deep breath. "I came here to talk to you about Juliana Beck," the man scowled. "Juliana, huh?" he asked. He took another swig and eyed me warily. "Are you the reason she didn't come home last night? How does one answer that delicately?" I bit my lip and looked away, suddenly realizing how uncomfortable this was about to get. "No fucking way!" The man's shout surprised me and my gaze jolted back over to him as he angrily slammed down the beer. I started to open my mouth to defend myself, but he kept going. "That fucking bitch! Wait, what? Think she's better than everyone else, just cause she's bright and teaches kids how to add up numbers." Juliana's fiancé's voice was filled with the kind of anger that has been penned up for a long time. "Think she's too good for me cause she's got a great body and a stable career where she doesn't have to be out at all hours. Well, I don't need her. It's her fucking loss. I'll just pick up one of the others and keep going. Why I bet dash others?" I interrupted, mirroring back what he just said. The man stopped and stood very still suddenly, then swung around to face me as though in his anger he'd forgotten I was even there. He scowled at me with rugged irritation, his handsome face twisting in a frown.
"Nothing,"
he spat. He opened his mouth to say more, but I intervened. "Time for me to take back control of this situation."
"No.
You want to stop right now and be quiet." The effect of my words was instantaneous as I focused on channeling all possible truthiness into my voice. The man froze and went silent, waiting for me to continue.
"And,"
I continued,
"you're going to tell me what you just meant?"
Of course I am," the man agreed slowly, his brow furrowing as he nodded.
"Of course."
He paused for a moment, shook his head as though to clear it, then took a breath.
"I've been seeing other women besides Juliana."
Shit. I really didn't want to know this, but I had to keep going. "For Juliana's sake."
"Sleeping with them?"
I asked. The man smirked and looked down at his chiseled physique, the tight t-shirt and sweatpants hiding nothing of his rippling musculature.
"No,"
he said sarcastically.
"We play fucking Monopoly."
"Well, fuck," I muttered. I no longer felt any sympathy towards this man for taking his fiancée. I nodded to myself, then stared into the man's pale eyes. I cleared my throat.
"I'm taking her then,"
I told him, and I felt the rightness of the words as they flowed from my tongue.
"And unlike you, I'm going to make her happy."
I stopped suddenly.
"Wait. Where did that come from?"
But then I shook my head.
"No time.
Just wrap this shit up. I'm leaving now, and you're going to stay right there until I'm gone." The man scoffed softly, but didn't say a word as I backed out of his kitchen. I could feel his eyes following me as I walked to the door and closed it behind me. Then I turned around and walked quickly back to the car. Juliana was waiting anxiously for my return, her eyes wide with worry as I sat down and buckled up.
"Well?"
She practically seized my arm as she reached out for my bicep. I didn't know what was going through my head, but I suddenly had to know.
"Are you happy, Juliana?"
I asked, turning and staring directly into her face. There was no hesitation as her bright blue eyes flashed and a smile leapt across her face.
"Blissfully, sir,"
she told me with a wink. She leaned in, and I kissed her without qualm. I decided in that moment not to mention her ex's unfaithfulness. No sense kicking him while he was already down. And she had someone far better now anyway.
"Then let's go,"
I said when we broke apart. I backed the car out of the parking space and swung around. Life is good, I thought to myself. And maybe there is some sort of karma in the world. Christy was making dinner when Juliana and I walked through the doorway, and I could hear the sizzling of food on the stove, but she squealed with delight and dashed out when she heard the door swing closed. I was boggled for a moment as I stood just inside the entrance of my apartment by the fact that it looked clean and organized for the first time in its life, but then I was almost knocked flat by a tackling, boob-cushioned embrace.
"You're home,"
Christy gasped excitedly, pulling back and staring up at me with sparkling hazel eyes. She was still entirely naked, and her nipples pressed hard into my chest as she ground her body happily up against me.
"We are,"
I murmured, leaning down to wrap my arms around her waist and kissing her deeply. The busta girl sighed into it blissfully as my hand trailed down her back to squeeze her pert bubble but playfully. For the first time, I felt as if my reprogrammed companions were more than just toys for my pleasure. "Maybe you're growing up," I thought, but that was too weird to countenance. It was just my extremely strange encounter with Juliana's ex. Christy pulled back first and gazed up at me, surprise flashing in her eyes.
"Thank you, sir,"
she murmured finally.
"That was really nice."
She seemed unable to believe that I'd not immediately pulled out my cock and ordered her onto her knees.
"Yeah, weird," I thought. "Why didn't I do that?
I guess I was in the mood for something different, tonight."
"Can whatever you're cooking wait?"
I asked Christy with a grin. She bit her lip and nodded naughtily.
"Yes, sir,"
she purred, wrapping her hands around my waist and rubbing up against me like a cat winding around its master's legs. Only this cat was an extremely sexy coed with flawless skin and an amazing rack. I felt hands on my shoulders that began to knead and massage the muscles, and I sighed at the tingling sensation of released tension.
"What do you want from us, sir?"
Juliana's voice was sultry in my ear as her teeth edged along my earlobe. "Fuck, you're hot," I thought as my pair of gorgeous, bimbified companions twined around me.
"Well,"
I groaned, my cock growing as Christy ground her pelvis against my crotch and all stress seemed to leave my upper body under Juliana's expert touch.
"We do need to make sure dinner doesn't burn."
Christy pulled back, smirking naughtily at me. "Then into the kitchen we go." The curvy coed grabbed me eagerly by the hand and dragged me away from the doorway and towards the kitchen. I looked over my shoulder and saw my one-time professor sliding her little white dress over her head, her straight blonde hair tumbling down over her high, round breasts as she tossed it to one side. She met my gaze and blew me a kiss, hefting one tit to her mouth and suckling her own nipple lasciviously. A flash of heat tingled down my spine and zinged right into my cock. Jesus. My math teacher was the hottest woman I'd ever seen. Christy came to a stop in the kitchen, and I only needed a single instant to look around to see that it was like a different planet. The dishes that had been in the sink for almost a week? Scrubbed clean and drying in the drying rack. The overflowing garbage? Emptied. The half-eaten boxes of cereal? Disappeared, likely into one of the many half-filled cupboards. The short Asian girl was looking up at me expectantly.
"You did all this?"
I asked, astonished.
"Yes, sir,"
she whispered, her hazel eyes bright, and I realized her look was one of shy pride.
"I wanted our home to be nice for you."
Overwhelmed, I stepped forward and swept her up into a kiss, her full lips yielding under my onslaught of kisses before I pulled back and stared down into her face.
Oh, you are getting one hell of a reward,
I told her, getting incredibly turned on by her desire to please me. She beamed, and then stepped back, turning around and bending over the countertop. She arched her back and stood on the balls of her feet as she spread her legs, presenting her ass up to me as her final offering. She looked over her shoulder at me, once again biting her lip naughtily.
Then reward me, sir, she told me. Give your perfect little slut what she deserves.
I was rock hard in my pants and shed them in record time, fumbling and cursing at my belt buckle in my hurry. Still, while I struggled, Juliana strutted into the room, her long, toned legs looking miles longer in the heels that she still wore. She assessed the situation with a critical eye, then met my gaze with her own fiery blue one. She looked away, glancing mischievously at where Christy was bent over the counter expectantly.
Let me get her ready for you, sir,
she murmured, her tongue wetting her lips with anticipation. No.
Way.
My brain couldn't even comprehend the blindingly hot sight as my leggy blonde calculus professor sashayed over to my gorgeous classmate and knelt, spreading her ass with her hands. Christy moaned and wiggled her hips invitingly. In response, Juliana leaned forward and immediately began to lap at Christy's smoothly shaven pussy. Her tongue parted the girl's outer folds and dipped deeper, tasting her inner juices. My busted fucktoy gasped and her back arched even further as she felt electric pleasure beginning to crackle through her, courtesy of the blonde's exploring tongue. Her breath came in heaving pants as she cried out, reaching down to play with her clit as Juliana's hands kneaded her cheeks. I looked down and realized that I was fisting my cock up and down, the purple head demanding attention as pre-cum beaded at the slit. Time for me to join the fun and games. I strode forward and let my fingers slide up my professor's back before I grasped a bundle of her hair in my hand and pulled her away from Christy's dripping pussy. Juliana gasped with surprise and lust as her head bent back and she saw my cock hovering inches from her face. As I released my grip, she dove forward, wrapping her lips around my cock and lovingly coating the first few inches of my length in a mixture of Christy's juices and her own saliva. I let her bob up and down for several moments, groaning with pleasure and enjoying the hot, familiar sensation of her skilled mouth. Then, nice and lubed up, I gently pulled back and lined up with Christy's waiting snatch. Juliana sat back on her heels, watching with fascination as the head of my cock parted Christy's folds and slowly sank into the Asian's welcoming body.
Thank you, sir,
Christy panted as my cock luxuriantly slid further in, penetrating deep inside and spreading her tight tunnel wide.
Thank you for fucking your tight little fucktoe so well,
I grunted in response and pulled back, removing almost all of my length from her comforting embrace before ramming back in forcefully.
Fuck,
I growled, gripping her by the hips and shoving myself as far as I could go.
That's right,
my perfect, slutty roommate moaned.
Show me you own me. Show me you own my ass and my tits and my mouth and my snatch.
Christy's words drove me on, and I thrust deep into her tight little body, her perfect, round ass rippling with every stroke.
Yes, sir,
she cried out, her voice vibrating every time I pounded inside of her.
Only you can fuck me so good.
Christy climaxed, hard, her toes curling into the balls of her feet and her entire body clenching around my pistoning length. I held her tightly, keeping her from collapsing to the floor with the overwhelming pleasure, never slowing as she rode out wave after wave of ecstasy. While Christy enjoyed her blissful reward, Juliana sidled around my side and grabbed me by the jaw. Before I could react, she turned my head and her hot lips were covering mine. I could taste Christy on her mouth, and I realized I could also taste just a hint of myself. Somehow, the combination drove me absolutely crazy. I slid out of Christy and the busty Asian collapsed onto the counter, her body exhausted and spent as aftershocks jolted through her. Before I realized what was happening, Juliana had leapt into my arms. The older woman was surprisingly light as she wrapped her legs around my hips and slowly sank down onto my upward-tilted cock.
Oh shit,
I groaned. This was new. And new is good, I realized. I thrust upwards, pounding my teacher's tight tunnel so that it was forced to stretch wide and accommodate my thick length. Juliana moaned with pleasure and lust as she bounced up and down on my driving cock. Her tits were tumbling back and forth in front of my face, and without thinking I buried my face between them, nuzzling and kissing the valley of her cleavage.
That's right, Logan,
she whispered in my ear.
Fuck your teacher good. Show her who's in charge. Show her she's yours. Now and forever.
She trailed kisses down my jaw and neck, then leaned in and sucked hard on the skin at the base of my throat. At her words, I dissolved, my body almost giving out as my arms clenched around her and my cock spurted wildly. I buried myself in her willing body and stayed there, strand after strand of cum painting her womb. Finally, I lowered her shakily to the ground and collapsed into the nearest chair, feeling about ready to pass out from exhaustion.
Wow,
I muttered. I couldn't think of anything else to say for quite some time after. The muffled sound of a ringing cell phone could be heard in the distance as we all three sat around the kitchen table and enjoyed the simple, yet delightful, pasta that Christy had whipped up for us. Juliana shot me a questioning glance. I nodded that she could go answer, and she hurried out of the room to retrieve the offending device. I heard her answer the phone and ask what was going on, then her voice grew more muffled as she walked further away into the bedroom. I waited expectantly, but a moment later I was surprised when Juliana walked in and slumped against the kitchen island, her phone sliding from her fingers to the countertop with a soft clatter.
Who was that?
I asked, standing. Something's wrong. Juliana didn't answer for a moment. Then, she spun to face me and I was surprised to see a sheen of tears in her eyes.
Wait. What?
I hurried over to her.
What's going on?
I asked, reaching out and lightly grasping her upper arms, looking into her face inquiringly. I rubbed her shoulders softly up and down, not quite sure what to do but hoping I could offer some sort of comfort. The older woman sniffled softly and then shook her head, her blonde hair falling across her face.
It was my sister, she answered, calling to ask why I would do something as stupid as leave my fiancé and run off with one of my students.
She buried her face in her hands, evidently overwhelmed. My brow furrowed as I struggled to comprehend.
How did she know what had happened?
I asked suspiciously, though I suddenly had an inkling I might already know the answer.
My ex, Juliana whispered. He called and told her you came by. Told her that a young man who was probably one of my students told him that he was taking me away.
She wanted to know if I was okay, if I was in trouble, and where I was. She wanted to come see that I'm alright.
On second thought, my wording to the man could have been better, I reflected. I cursed inwardly, realizing I should have made sure I commanded my teacher's ex not to tell anyone about our conversation. Then, the last part of her statement hit me. She wanted to know where Juliana was.
What did you tell your sister?
I demanded.
Juliana hesitated for a moment, then glanced anxiously at me through the screen of hair that had fallen before her eyes.
I told her to come here. I almost wanted to laugh. The drama never stops, I thought, and shook my head slowly from side to side in disbelief. I stepped forward and hugged my ex-calculus professor tightly to let her know that things were going to be all right. But as I kissed her head, I murmured into her hair. What on earth am I going to do about this?
Chapter 4.
I sighed and rubbed my hand over my face. I had to figure out what to do, but I was having a hard time focusing. Glancing down between my spread knees, I could see why. The blonde's mouth bobbed rhythmically up and down my straining cock, her hot mouth heavenly as she lovingly devoted all of her energy to pleasuring my throbbing prick. Next to her, the busty Asian girl leaned in and wrapped her pink lips around my shaft from one side, sliding up and down my length in concert with the blonde so that my entire cock was glistening and wet with saliva.
Fuck.
I thought, my eyes rolling back in my head as I clenched the arms of the chair so hard my knuckles went white. I had thought that this would help me de-stress and focus, but it was really just making it incredibly hard for me to think clearly. Juliana raised her head, pushing back her heavy blonde hair. Her heaving tits were juicy and round, just begging to be played with. Christy immediately took her place, wrapping her slim fingers around my girth and redirecting the purple head of my cock so it slid between her plush lips and over her waiting tongue. I gritted my teeth and fought back the urge to grab Christy by her black ponytail and fuck her gorgeous face until I came down her hot, slutty little throat. Not now, I told myself sternly as Juliana stood and then slid down onto one of the armrests beside me. My eyes locked onto her erect pink nipples.
What's wrong, Logan?
She asked me, her bright blue eyes gazing into mine and her mouth pouting cutely.
Are we not pleasing you?
My erstwhile teacher had a furrow between her sculpted eyebrows, and I couldn't help but smile affectionately at her.
You're doing great, lover. I told her.
I shivered as Christy chose that moment to lean in and take my cock all the way into her tight throat. She swallowed, the muscles working in concert feeling like she was jacking me off inside of her body. Jesus Christ, that's good. I closed my eyes and took a deep breath.
I'm just worried about your sister.
I opened my eyes to see Juliana biting her lip with a matching expression of worry.
You'll make sure everything works out, she said hopefully.
I groaned softly as Christy began to gently massage my balls with her fingers. They were full and tight, several weeks of near-constant pleasuring making them efficient little spunk-producing factories that needed to be frequently emptied.
Of course I will, I told Juliana with a small smile.
I still felt preoccupied, but I was surprised when Juliana leaned in and kissed me tenderly. Her soft lips sucked gently on mine as she probed my mouth with her tongue. I opened my own mouth in response and deepened the kiss, feeling a mountain of worry begin to slide off my shoulders. My hands rose and I slid them up my professor's slim sides, her skin smooth and luxuriously soft beneath my fingers. They itched to curve from their trajectory, to take her globular breasts and massage them, play with her nipples and make her gasp with pleasure. I didn't let them. This is a different sort of moment, I realized. Then I immediately thought weird. What is up with you? I broke off the kiss, too distracted to pursue that line of thinking. I was having a harder and harder time just using my power to fuck my two companions senselessly. I'd evidently developed emotional attachments to both of them.
One problem at a time,
I muttered, and Juliana raised her eyebrows questioningly. I shook my head to dislodge my previous train of thought.
Refocus on what's in front of you. I'll make sure things end up right,
I told my teacher, staring into her beautiful face sincerely. But the true problem, I had to admit, wasn't her sister. I was sure that I could use my unique skill, the ability to speak untrue things and convince others that my words were the reality of the world, to convince her sibling that what I was doing with Juliana was completely normal and okay. Hell, I thought, eyeing my busted blonde teacher lustily. If she's as hot as Juliana, I may even fuck her, too. The true problem was the issue that was slowly and inevitably rising on the horizon like the morning sun at dawn. Even though it seemed I could do whatever I wanted, I couldn't do whatever I wanted. Turning Christy from my sister's roommate into my live-in lover, chef, and bimbo fucktoy had been fun, and no one had really noticed that a girl well known to be a partier, even a smart Asian one, had suddenly stopped showing up for class. But as soon as I'd used my powers on Juliana, the ripples of impact had started to become clear. First, I'd had to deal with her fiancé. Now, her sister had called and was currently driving to my apartment, the address of which Juliana had helpfully provided for her. Speaking of which, I checked the Rolex that clung to my wrist. Time to wrap this up. I'll deal with the consequences after I deal with Juliana's sister. I let my eyes wander over my teacher's toned physique and then lower to where my gorgeous Asian slut still lavished my cock with her devoted attentions. I let my fingers trace her hairline and get caught in her braid, and she looked up at me with burning hazel eyes. Christy purred at the attention, her mouth still wrapped around my shaft, and I groaned in response as the vibrations of the sound reverberated pleasurably through my body. She sucked harder, her bronze cheeks hollowing as she used her hot, wet mouth like a second pussy and began to move faster, fucking her face with my erect prick. Fuck! I grunted, feeling my body begin to tense as wave after wave of pleasure rolled over me. Juliana leaned in, her teeth gently nibbling my earlobe as she whispered in a sultry tone. That feels so good, doesn't it, sir? God. I loved the sound of my teacher's voice, her tone wanton and completely sexed up. Feeling your obedient little slut going up and down on your cock. Not a thought in her head but your pleasure. Not a feeling in her body but pleasure and bliss and submission. Juliana gasped softly, and a quick flick of my gaze confirmed that she was playing with herself. Her long legs spread wide as she balanced on the arm of the chair, and her fingers drove in and out of her dripping wet pussy. I could feel my cock growing even harder in Christy's throat, and my little Asian fucked her moaned as she felt me swelling, ready to blow. I know what she wants, Juliana murmured, her breath hot on my skin. She wants you to come for her, sir. She wants you to fill her up with your delicious seed, to taste you on her tongue and to know that she's brought you ultimate pleasure. Fuck. I groaned as all my muscles seemed to clench at once and then relax. I climaxed with a force like a tidal wave. Christy hummed contentedly as she sucked, strand after strand of sticky spunk exploding from the tip of my cock and hitting the back of her throat before sliding down into her stomach. The moment I came, her own body shivered once and she orgasmed, her knees locking together as a shuddering rush of bliss exploded through every nerve in her body. Looking down, I felt another surge of ecstasy run through me as I saw the bliss and pleasure in her fiery eyes. Christy swallowed, making sure not to spill a drop as my cock slowly stopped twitching and her body ceased to shudder. Her mouth slid off my slowly deflating cock with a soft pop, and she gasped as she grinned lovingly up at me. Thank you, sir, she murmured. I come so hard from having your cock fill up my slutty little mouth. I groaned as my head dropped back into cushiony back of the couch. At this rate, I'll never be ready for the doorbell rang once. Then came the immediate sound of frantic knocking. Juliana's sister had arrived. I heard the door open and heard Juliana's voice softly from down the hall. I heard an unfamiliar voice answer it, louder. Thank goodness you're okay, it exclaimed, and I could tell it was a woman. Christy nuzzled my shoulder, and I raised my arm to let her curl up against me like a contented kitten. She kissed my neck softly as she settled in against me. I felt a little less worried with her body nestled up cozily. Not that you have anything to worry about, I reminded myself. My talent would let me keep things under control, run through this discussion how I wanted to. Nonetheless, the thought of upcoming conflict left a knot of nerves in my stomach the size of a bowling ball. Christy and I were cuddling on the couch in my living room, the place hardly recognizable as the same dirty, unkempt place it had been only a week before. With a new meat freak roommate like Christy, who loved to make everything sparkling clean and proper for me, I was getting used to a higher standard of living. My two playmates and I had gotten dressed in record time, then I'd sent Juliana to stop the hammering on the front door while I waited with my other lover in here. I wanted to use whatever shock factor I could to stop Juliana's sister from doing anything crazy or irrational before I could talk her out of it, and I figured seeing me lounging lazily with a second woman would do the trick. Hopefully that worked as well as I intended, and I didn't just set off a nuclear bomb of female wrath. Footsteps in the hallway, and then Juliana led another woman into the room, and I had to force my jaw not to drop open. My professor may still have been the most beautiful woman I could have imagined, but her sister was the closest second I'd ever seen. Her lustrous brunette hair fell in waves past her shoulders, thick and just begging for me to wrap my hands in it as I pulled back her head and fucked her from behind. Even fully clothed, I could easily imagine her naked. Her form-fitting white sweater hugged a pair of beautiful, round tits that rode high on her chest, and I'm not a fashion geek, but I'm pretty sure she was wearing black leather pants. Who are you? I wanted to demand, but for the moment I stayed silent. Fortunately, I didn't have to ask the question. Who are you? The gorgeous creature asked, her voice filled with moral indignation as she crossed her arms across her plump tits and stared at me with dark, flaming eyes. I forced my brain to function with what blood hadn't deserted it and run directly to my cock. I'm Logan, I muttered. I wondered whether it was customary to shake hands when meeting the sister of one of your two mind-controlled lovers. I remained seated with Christy practically sitting in my lap. And what the fuck have you done to my sister? She demanded, a slim finger pointing accusingly at Juliana. My blonde professor looked confused and hurt, and I felt a strange feeling of protectiveness fill me. I scowled at Juliana's sister and raised my hands defensively. I almost used my power at that point, but I wanted to see if I could settle this amicably. Please calm down, I said soothingly. Tell me your name and we can talk like normal people. I gave her a hopeful expression, and though her expression didn't grow any less hostile, her body relaxed. Just slightly. I'm Ariel, she said grudgingly. She crossed the living room on her high heels and sat gracefully, her pants stretching and accentuating every movement of her long legs. And up until last week, Juliana was happily engaged to a perfectly normal guy and had no intentions of running off with some college student. She stared at me through narrow eyes. So I ask again. What are you doing to my sister?
Fucking her senseless most of the day, my brain provided unhelpfully. Telling her to drop to her knees and take my throbbing cock in her slutty little mouth. Then having her bend over and take my cock from behind like a good girl. Those things were all true, and maybe a few weeks ago I would have answered with the full, unadulterated truth like anyone else in the world.
I make her happy, I said instead. That much at least, I believed, was honest.
See? Juliana chimed in helpfully. She crossed the carpet and plopped down on my other side, wrapping her arms around my body. I enjoyed the feeling of her warm body and firm breasts as they pressed up against my arm.
Just like I said over the phone. Logan makes me so happy.
She beamed a genuine smile, and I felt a soft glow in my chest. For what it was worth, I had never told Juliana that she was happy here. I hadn't forced that emotion upon her. She had decided that of her own free will.
Well done, the cynical part of my mind said. You should be mind control dominant of the year.
But I ignored that voice. It wasn't my fault, after all, that this power had practically been thrown into my lap. Ariel bit her lip as she stared at me, her nostrils flaring. She obviously didn't trust what was going on, but she knew as well as I did that people only spoke the truth. And who was she to interfere with her sister's happiness?
What happened?
She asked, teeth practically clenched shut. Hoping to settle tensions a little, it was at that moment when I spoke my first untruth.
I asked your sister out after a math test.
I started. I'd had a crush on her for a long time, but finally screwed up the courage to say fuck it and just go for it. No reason a student and a teacher can't have a normal adult relationship. Not that there's anything normal going on here, I muttered inwardly. But I kept my outward facade calm and collected. I watched Ariel's dark eyes as I spoke, hoping to catch a glimpse of what she was thinking, but instead I suddenly caught a spark of rising horror. Her eyes widened and her face paled. Then, somehow, in the instant before she spoke, I realized the dreadful truth. She knows. The realization flashed across my mind like a lightning bolt. She knows I'm not telling the truth. Then, Ariel's perfect, sculpted lips parted and the last words I would possibly have expected passed through them.
You're one of us.
She breathed, her eyes flashing. Then, her brows came together in a thunderous scowl and she spoke again. I started to open my mouth to ask, what the hell are you talking about, when she interrupted. Only this time, her words carried a weight and authority that I could physically feel hitting my body.
You can't speak,
she declared, staring directly into my eyes with a gaze that had what felt like a planetary gravity. I opened my mouth to ask my question. Then, suddenly, I realized I hadn't opened my mouth.
I couldn't.
Of course you can't speak, my brain told me reasonably. She told you that you can't. And that's the truth. I almost nodded my head along with her words.
That makes sense.
It felt like there was a heavy weight on my mind, as if I'd just gotten up from a long nap and wasn't quite awake yet. So instead of speaking, I just raised my eyebrows at Ariel and nodded for her to continue.
How?
She demanded rhetorically, standing suddenly as if she had been bounced from her chair.
That's impossible. The agency would have noticed.
They always notice. The busted brunette trailed off as she spun to face me once again. She pointed accusingly at Christy and Juliana.
And this?
She was practically shouting now.
How could you be so piggish?
Classic man, I suppose, immediately using the corruption for sex and power. She snorted in disgust, now in full-on rant mode. As she continued to rail on at me, I suddenly felt the weight on my mind begin to fade. A question slipped through the fog. Wait, my mind asked. Why can't I speak again? I gave the obvious answer. Because she said so, idiot. But I wasn't convinced.
But why?
And slowly, the fog began to fade. Ariel paced back and forth in my living room, her lithe body sexy and distracting. Her tight pants hugged the curve of her round ass, and the sweater she wore bounced up and down with each stride, straining to contain her impressive bust. Luckily, after living with Juliana and Christy, my brain was used to processing that kind of beauty. And in an instant of clarity, I realized what had happened. She used the power against me. I thought, and as Ariel spun back to point an accusing finger directly at my chest, my mouth opened and I spoke without really thinking, calling on my power to save me from whatever deep shit I just found myself in.
I'm part of a black budget division of government named the Lessened Integrity Anomaly Research Initiative. We call it LIAR.
Ariel's voice was soft and smooth, her expression totally calm as she reclined back on the bed. Her words were completely honest. I'd made sure of that.
Our job is to find people who somehow mutate the ability to speak things that aren't the truth. Find them and stop them, if they're dangerous. Recruit them, if they're willing to cooperate.
I nodded slowly, tracing my fingers slowly along the bare skin of her midriff. Within 30 seconds of breaking free of her words, I'd had Ariel wound so tight around my little finger that she would have needed my permission to even flinch. This woman was dangerous. She knew my secret, and she had a power to match it.
Do all of you have the power to tell non-truths?
I asked, scrunching my eyebrows together as I realized I didn't even know a word for describing such a thing.
No,
Ariel answered. She panted softly, her ruby red lips parted and wet.
Most of us in the field are just taught one or two phrases. We use them to detain anomalies until they've been processed. It's incredibly difficult for non-anomalies to even say the phrases. Everything in our mind and body resists it.
She did seem drained, I noticed, now that rage and indignation was no longer flowing through her. I'm an anomaly, I thought. For some reason, I felt the tiniest bit proud. For once in my life, it seemed, there was something about me that other people wanted. And there are others. I wanted to know more, to find out everything there was to know about the fact that somewhere out in the world there were other people who had the same powers I had. I stared around my bedroom, lost in thought. Before me on the bed, Ariel lay back with her eyes fixed on my face complacently. Christy and Juliana had waited outside for this interrogation. And now, I realized, I've captured one of the agents of a secret government organization that exists to hunt down people like me. Well, fuck. I let out a long sigh. Nothing I can do about it now. Ariel lay still on the bed, but in the course of our conversation I'd been unable to stop myself from playing with her body. As I sat beside her, I let my hand explore over her smooth skin and gently massage her breast, feeling her erect nipple poking into my palm. Spending several weeks with two women utterly devoted to my pleasure had blunted any stigma I felt about blatantly feeling up a member of the opposite sex. Well, my brain told me with impeccable logic. If you just pissed off a powerful and secret government agency, the only thing you can do is enjoy every remaining moment of your probably short lifespan. Take advantage of the opportunity before you. Ariel lay, completely naked, in my bed. I was so used to dealing with naked women at this point that having one clothed in my bedroom had seemed alien. Her body was stunning, athletic and muscular but still incredibly feminine. I feasted my eyes on the mounds of her breasts, the tautness of her smooth stomach and the glistening wetness between her thighs. That was a surprise. "Are you turned on?" I blurted out, my fingers moving down her side seemingly without my prompting to circle Ariel's clit. Juliana's sister gasped, the woman who had half an hour ago been biting my head off now putty in my hands.
"Yes, sir,"
she moaned, her body writhing under my touch. "Sir?" I'd come to expect the title from Juliana and Christy, but I hadn't said anything about it to Ariel.
"Why?"
I asked, bemused. "Submission turns me on so much." Ariel groaned, unable to mislead me, her voice a sultry hum.
"I just want to obey and let myself go, sir. To let you take control and do whatever you want with me."
At her words, I swear several pints of blood rushed from my brain to my cock. My length swelled rapidly, rising upward into an erect flagpole.
"Whatever I want,"
I murmured, letting the tip of my prick brush against the outer folds of her pussy, sliding across the smoothly shaved skin.
"Anything, sir,"
the woman agreed, biting her lip and nodding emphatically. The angry bitchin' mask had disappeared. All that remained was an obedient, submissive woman who wanted nothing more than,
"Please fuck me, sir. Fill up my tight little pussy with your massive cock. Show me who I belong to. Show me who my new master is."
Master. I tasted the title and found it to my liking. Well, I can't say no to an invitation like that. I shifted my hips, pushing aside her outer folds and letting the broad helmet at the tip of my length push through into her entrance. I could feel the heat of her desire radiating outwards like she was a furnace, her legs spreading wide and inviting me in deeper as they wrapped around my hips.
"Yes, master."
Ariel mewled softly, biting at her full lips. Her brown eyes rolled back in her head as she felt her tight inner tunnels stretched by my girth.
"Fuck your slut so good."
I lost control. Gripping her hips in my hands, I thrust myself balls deep into Ariel's dripping, needy snatch. Her breath caught as she gasped, then it all rushed out as she cried out with pleasure. Her body was pliant and welcoming beneath me, her heels digging into my back and driving me deeper inside as I established a rhythm. My cock split her tight pussy in half, sheathing itself in her hot, wet tunnel as her inner muscles clenched around me, begging me to stay inside of her forever.
"Yes, master,"
she moaned.
"Thank you for taking me like I deserve. Fucking your little slut so rough and making her learn her place."
I grunted and slammed inside of her again, the tip of my cock pushing up against the back walls of her womb and stretching them taut. "You're going to feel that in the morning," I thought with a powerful satisfaction as I thrust myself inside over and over, my body knowing exactly what to do to dominate this gorgeous woman. As my cock slid in and out of her slick, needy snatch, my thumb circled expertly around her clit, her body writhing with pleasure as I flicked her pleasure button.
"You like that, slut?"
I grunted, my voice seeming distant in my ears.
"You like being used like a hot little fuck doll? A sex doy for your master's pleasure?"
I didn't know where these words were coming from, but Ariel melted with lust beneath them.
"Yes, master,"
she whined, her voice several octaves higher than it had been.
"I'm just an obedient little fuckdoll for you. A perfect little sextoy whose only desire is to do whatever you wish."
I grew even harder at her words, and I knew she could tell. She ground back against me, her hands reaching up to tangle in my hair, run down my tight, clenching muscles.
"You're slut,"
she murmured, her luscious brown hair splayed out beneath her on the sheets.
"You're whore. Just a walking pussy who should be on her hands and knees using her body however you wish. Living to give you pleasure."
Ariel came, suddenly, her hands bunching into fists in the sheets and her body spasming beneath mine. Her pussy tightened around my cock and rocketed my pleasure through the ceiling. I only barely stayed in control as I pulled back and rode her through her orgasm. As the aftershock shuddered through her body, I suddenly pulled out and flipped her over onto her stomach, her glorious ass two twin hemispheres of bouncing flesh. I let my fingers sink into them, enjoying their soft, firm pliability beneath my kneading hands. Ariel moaned as another wave of bliss echoed through her body,
and I slid my cock between her ass cheeks and into her dripping pussy. She was even tighter from behind, and I groaned as I sank inch by glorious inch into her body.
"I'm about to come,"
I warned her, my tone low and commanding.
"Yes, master."
Ariel's soft moaning voice was completely subservient.
"Fill me up with your seed. Let me know you own me, my entire body."
I was able to pump several times in and out of her needy snatch before I came powerfully, my cock spurting like a fire hose. As my hot cum spattered into her core, her body reacted with another spine-tingling orgasm.
"Oh highs, oh highs, oh highs,"
was all she could mumble into the pillows as her fists bunched and released spasmodically in the covers. I finally slid out and slumped down beside her. As soon as my head hit the bed, I realized how exhausted I was. I wonder if any of it is from overcoming her spell on me earlier, I thought. Or maybe it's just the usual exhaustion of spending the day fucking three beautiful women. I heard the door crack open and then the bed sagged as two more lithe bodies slid up next to me and Ariel.
"Hey, lover,"
Juliana purred in my ear.
"I hope you enjoyed my sister."
The last thought I had before I fell into a deep sleep was a good one. I love my life. When my phone rang late that night with a number I didn't recognize, I was hardly surprised. A black budget government agency likely kept tabs on its agents, and would notice if one of them went missing. I didn't answer, reclining back on my bed and staring at the phone screen as it registered.
"Unknown caller."
What did surprise me was when the phone vibrated again 30 seconds later with a call, and the device picked up on the first ring. I didn't even touch the screen, but the call came through and suddenly a smooth male voice was sounding in my bedroom.
"Well done, Logan."
The man chuckled, and all I could imagine was a besotted English gentleman with a devilish plan for world domination.
"Ariel is one of our most skilled agents. The fact that you managed to overwhelm her is a testament to the rapid strides you've been making with your ability."
"What the fuck?" was all I managed to reply numbly. The man laughed again, softly and warmly.
"I promise everything will be explained,"
he told me in his rich voice. I could almost imagine the man patting me on the shoulder in a fatherly way.
"Don't worry. We'll be in touch."
The phone clicked off and I lay back on the bed. Three gorgeous women were sprawled around and across me in a tangle of limbs and long, lustrous hair. But in that moment I felt so very alone. And all I wanted to know was what the hell I'd gotten myself into. The end. This podcast is part of the Erotica Podcast Network. Please visit our other podcasts. Their links are in the description of this episode. Both the Erotica Podcast and the Erotica Taboo Podcast offer bonus episodes for as little as $2 per month. Thank you for listening.